Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the KTH 910 AM interview of the week. Thank you so much for joining us for this program where we like to highlight people and events and things going on here in North Texas that are helping to build up the body of Christ. And one of my favorite things to do as an author myself is to talk to local authors. And I was delighted when I was contacted recently by a gentleman by the name of Greg Hendry, who he and his wife, Mary Beth, are parishioners at St. Anne Parish in Capel, and they are raising five children. Some of them are adult children. And Greg has written a book, and I am really fascinated by the book, and I think you will as well as you hear about it. The book is called Mommying from Heaven, a Veteran's Memoir and a Flawed Young Widower's Guided Journey. And the website is mommyingfromheaven.com. And there's a lot that goes into this and a beautiful story. So I want to introduce Greg Hendry and thank him for being part of the interview of the week. Greg, thanks for joining us. Nice to get to meet you, at least over the phone.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me. Look forward to talking to you.
Yeah, there's so much here. And let's just kind of get right to it. The crux of the story and Mommying from Heaven has to do with your late wife, Allison, who passed away through complications of giving birth to your third child in April of 2002. So let me just kind of set that up, and you tell the background of, this was 18 years ago, of why you wrote this book and a little bit more about the basis of the story, if you will.
Yes, I'd be happy to. So part of the reason that I've written a book now, 17, 18 years after the fact, it was really for her children, who obviously were very young. They were all three under 4 years old at the time, to understand her life and our life together. So I thought it was important for them, especially as they're moving into the adult age and around similar ages when we first met, to understand her life and some of the intricacies of our love relationship, as well as our love for them and the decision, obviously, to have children and share our life together. So that was the impetus for actually writing the book. The other part, I think, was there's so many signs that you could see over the last 18 years where the spirit, and however she's been momming from heaven, has really been involved in our lives. So she hasn't completely left us. So her spirit lives on, obviously, through the children, but also through many signs that I was able to share in the book.
Mm-hmm. You know John O'Leary, who I have actually met. He was up here at the studio one time. He's an amazing person, and he has a quote saying, "Everybody has a story," and I certainly believe that. And this is a big part of your story. Of course, you and Mary Beth have your own life now and raising children, and I'm sure there's lots of other stories. But this story, tell us about the John O'Leary connection and how he inspired you to write this book and tell this story to the world.
Yes, John and I actually both grew up in St. Louis. I was very close and remaining very close friends to his older brother, Jim. And we basically went to St. Clement's grade school together. So since first grade, we've been friends. We went to the same high school, a Jesuit high school in St. Louis. So when we were in high school is when John, for those who don't know the background, but John, as a 10-year-old boy, had an incident at his family's home where he started a fire and added some gasoline to it, and it blew up and caused 100% of his body to have burns on it. And obviously, his likelihood of living was very low, but he was able to fully recover, and he's now an inspirational speaker. He runs a podcast. My friend Jim, his older brother, was actually the person who helped save him. It was during the winter, and he brought him out into the snow and rolled him and put out the fire all over his body. But so his parents actually wrote a book, I would say about 7 years ago, and about 4 years ago, John wrote another book to explain all of his journey and certainly the faith journey that included as part of his recovery. And I listen to his podcast each week. It's a nice way to me stay connected to my friends in St. Louis, as well as to hear from him. And really, as I was listening to it, I said, well, I have a story too, and I thought I should share it with my children.
Yeah. the kids, as you say, were young. You had been married to Allison for 8 years when this complication and her passing in April of 2002. The children were very young. I think you said under 4 years old. And of course, one of them was born, at the time that she was passing away. What do they say about the book? I presume they've all read it. what impact has it had on them, kind of meeting their mom who they really didn't get to know?
So it's a bit of a mixed. So I like to call them, they were basically 4, 2, and new. So she passed away before the oldest, just 3 weeks before her fourth birthday, and right after we had just celebrated the second oldest, second birthday. So it was a nice memory. I like to point out our final family photo was of all of us in clown outfits for her circus party as a 2-year-old. So a fun memory there. But the mixed, especially for the youngest, the young man, Luke is his name. For him, it was certainly eye-opening. He actually was, as all three of them were, part of the inspiration. He wrote as part of a 8th grade project. He put together a video of his mom that obviously he never knew. And he basically said at the end of the video, "Thank you for my life, although it meant giving up yours."
Mm. Amazing. Momming from Heaven is the book. It's subtitled A Veteran's Memoir and a Flawed Young Widower's Guided Journey. There's a lot in that title, especially the subtitle. I want to ask you about A Flawed Young Widower's Guided Journey. What part of this whole story has kind of revealed to you your own flaws? And why was that important to put in the subtitle?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a bit of a long title. I think the mommying it from heaven is a bit of a unique word, but I think hopefully people understand it. It really is something that all of us, I recently lost my mother 2 years ago to her battle to cancer, but I do still consider her still mommy from heaven. But the Flawed Young Widow's Guide was, at the time I was a young man, right, 31 years old, raising now 3 children. And the guided journey was really the leaning on the faith. As you mentioned, we're members of St. Anne's Parish, and Alice and I had been very involved in the parish, and we were fortunate to have some close friends that we had met through Christ Renews His Parish retreat process. And those people all came to our aid and really helped me out in the early years of raising these children, and certainly the parish as a whole, and even more importantly, my family has really come to my aid. So they've been part of that. The flawed part, I think it's sort of obvious, right? There's many decisions that have to be made after such a tragedy, right? You know, do I stay in North Texas, where although my family was in a different area, what other decisions do I make, right? And certainly not all the decisions I made were the best, but I think all along the way there was some guidance, and certainly that guidance from heaven.
Hmm. There's a recommendation on the website, mommyingfromheaven.com, saying, "Mommying from Heaven is a moving tribute honoring an amazingly loving woman and mother. Your love for Allison pours out in every word. I stopped counting how many times I cried reading this wonderful book." Tell us about Allison. I also want to ask you some questions about Mary Beth, because obviously this is your wife now, and I'm sure she's an amazing woman as well. And I think it's awesome that Mary Beth, I'm guessing, is enjoying the fact that this book is out, and loves the fact that you have such love for your first wife. The first page or so, you describe Allison as a fast, New Yorker. She liked to talk a lot. She's a beautiful woman. Tell us more about who she was and is from heaven.
Yeah, thank you. So she and I met in college. So we were college sweethearts. We were both as part of the Army ROTC program at Notre Dame, and actually that helped us get to know each other a bit. She was actually a year older than me. So it was her senior year and my junior year when we started dating. She went and ended up serving 6 years of active duty as a medical service officer in the Army, with most of that being in Germany. Prior to me meeting her, she had been a part of a Japanese exchange program. So she had not only lived there for part of her high school years. She actually spent an entire year there while at Notre Dame studying the language and getting to know the people. So she opened my eyes to the world of travel and certainly the world itself. You know, just a very caring person. She was probably not your typical Army officer, right? She mm-hmm. still kept her kind of fun approach. I do remember one time hearing her call a formation together, and she's like, "Come on, quick like bunnies." So kind of already had that mothering approach to things, even as an Army officer, and then you know that carried into her early years of raising young children. She and I had our first child while we were actually in graduate school. We had just left the military and attended graduate school for 2 years at the same time, and had our first child at the end of our first year, and obviously managed the child care with the academics together. And she really, we decided when we moved to North Texas in the Dallas area that she was going to stay home, and she really loved it. She loved being an at-home mother. She also enjoyed her career. Family was important to her. Faith was important to her. Her Polish American heritage was important to her, which is interesting as you talked about Mary Beth. I'll talk more about that. It's some of those traits actually carried over into their mommy now.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. How the whole title, "My Momming from Heaven," you know, really speaks of the communion of saints, intercession of saints, that she's up in heaven, you know, actively participating in the family from a spiritual sense. Is there a way that you feel that? I mean, is there something that has happened, or how do you feel her presence, even though she's not tangibly with the family now?
Yeah, there was a couple of physical signs, and then there was just things that we always say, you just can't make this up, that it seemed like she had her hands or her intercessions were there, as like you said, as a saint, as we believe, right, in heaven. But the two that really came out, and I share on the book, and they come out on the cover, were pennies, was the first one. And I had a close colleague who, he had lost a sister during a semester at sea program when she was in college, to a bus accident. And that was a few years before, so it must have been like 2000. And he told me a few months after she had passed away that look for pennies, and maybe you'll find a penny in an unsuspecting place, and that'll be a sign from her. And I do remember the first time that I found a penny was the day I decided to go back to work. It was about 4 months after she had passed away. I took a leave of absence from my job at American Airlines, and they were very gracious to hold my position open. And the very first day, I walked into a conference room, and I was the first one in there. And my kids will tell you that I'm not always the first one to most meetings or to pick them up from a practice or something. So I walked in, and there was a penny on the table.
Mm.
And I thought it was just a real obvious sign that she said, yeah, this is time for you to get back to work to care for my babies. So,
yeah, that's beautiful. The book is called Momming from Heaven, A Veteran's Memoir and a Flawed Young Widower's Guided Journey. The author is Greg Hendry from St. Anne's Parish in Capel, where he and his wife Mary Beth now are, and they have five children of varying ages as well. And let's talk about Mary Beth. I can imagine some women would say, yeah, I respect the fact that you had a previous wife and she died tragically, but, you know, writing a book about her and bringing back all these memories, maybe, you know, let's just focus on our relationship. I think it's really neat that she, I'm guessing, was encouraging you to do this. What does she think about all this?
That's a good question. Yeah, one of the things I try to bring out in the book is how she's helped me maintain her legacy. And I think that's one of the things that certainly not only, it probably came naturally. They both happened to be from upstate New York. Allison was raised in Rochester, and then her parents now live in Syracuse. Mary Beth is from Amsterdam, New York, which is near Albany. And they're both Polish American women that I think enjoy that family atmosphere and certainly focus on the children in that way. So one of the things, and I think that, you know, I'll have to admit, it was a little bit of mix, right? She had some mixed feelings about me reopening some of these memories, and I can honestly say writing the book was a bit therapeutic, right? It was able to put down in words some feelings that I would have at different times, whether it was at a child's graduation or some major event that I know she would have been nice for her to be at. But I think it's helped our marriage. We've been able to open up about our feelings and how our current marriage and certainly the challenges of raising five children may be. One of the pictures I included in the book I thought was very appropriate was it was Mary Beth with the children when they were still very young, and this was all five children. And as typical, children were doing all different things. They weren't all looking the same way, but you know, some were crying, and one was making a funny gesture with his hand. And you know, I think it was a 6-year-old Luke at the time. So yeah, she's adopted that role as their mommy here on Earth, and I think has helped me along their faith journey, as well as obviously their education and athletic journey. Mary Beth and I happen to get to know each other through a softball team that we played with together on the for our company. So kind of a natural transition there.
Yeah. One of the things you point out in the opening pages of the book is in referring back to John O'Leary and the tragedy that he underwent as a child, and you know, the disabilities that he has now, and you know, no fingers, and disfigured from that horrible accident, is that you said he said he wouldn't change anything. You know, if he could go back and erase that from his past, he wouldn't do that because of what he's learned and because of his family now, who he says he wouldn't have. And you say the same thing. You say if you can go back and change something, you wouldn't do it. I believe that's what you say in that. Is that true, and why so?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I wasn't nearly as definitive as John was, I'll be honest. I struggled with that. Because I do think about, you know, what would life be if Allison was still here 18 years later? But in reality, once I started counting the blessings and understanding that she, you know, is still mommying from heaven, and, you know, the children I have, so my youngest two, Sarah and Beth, obviously would not be here. Mm-hmm. So once you start counting the blessings, and knowing the family that I now have, the expanded family, right? So I have an expanded family in Mary Beth's parents. I have a brother-in-law and her brother, Sonny, who has just been a blessing to me and my children. So once you start counting those blessings and those additions to your life, you start saying, okay, well, none of that would have occurred if this didn't happen. So yes, similar to John's, or you know, certainly John's was more personal, right? It impacted him. Mine was more emotional and certainly impacted my life significantly. But little things, like my parents ended up moving down. I didn't share that. They moved from St. Louis. They were in their early 60s. My dad was finishing up his career. And he, you know, my mom definitively said, we need to go help Greg. And so my children would not have grown up with their grandparents just a few blocks away.
Yeah.
At one point, we lived in a house just a few doors away. And so all those things would have not happened. And so it's definitely it's a tough one to swallow as you think about the tough times in your life, but they make you who you are.
Yeah.
And we always need to treasure them.
This is your story. It's Allison's story and Mary Beth and your children. But obviously, the people who are reading it are getting a lot out of it. I read one of the testimonies of somebody who's, you know, the impact they had and how emotional it was for them to read it. What kind of response are you getting from folks who are reading it and applying it perhaps to their own story, their own life?
Yes, I it was a bit unexpected. Honestly, I initially wrote it for obviously my own children and my family and maybe some of the and I shared it with some of the folks who were there and helping us from the beginning. But then I started sharing, and I put together the website. This was fairly recently. And one of the first people to actually order it was a colleague. We had worked together at a previous business, and he lost his wife 2 years ago. And he also has young children. They were at the time 7 and 10. And he reached out to me after reading it and said, I feel like you wrote this book for me. And I said, you know, it's interesting because I hesitate to share it. It's a lot of personal things, right? Because you're sharing your feelings about the love of your life, the tragedies and mistakes you make. But when he said that, we grabbed lunch shortly after that and talked through it. I think it was very healing for him. And actually that led to, he shared that his daughter, who's now 9, was really curious about the pictures. And she saw my children, our children, and said, I'd love to meet these. And so we set that up and we had he and his family over. And so now they have other now more grown children that they can look to and say, okay, I've been on a similar journey that you're now 2 years into, and this is how you can relate to your mother.
Hmm.
And that's one of the examples. It also inspired, I put together a children's version of it. I still yet to print and publish it, but certainly one that we will be sharing on the website. Other reactions have just been, you know, honestly, my dad's been a big advocate. I think he's enjoyed it with some of his fellow parishioners. He's at St. Francis in Grapevine, and he shared it with extended family. So it's been a nice one. I've shared it with friends, like as I mentioned, some of the folks who knew Allison, like her roommates from college or her close friends, and they're very, very positive, and they appreciate it when they see their names in it. But overall, like I said, I think it's more of a message of faith and what God can do through us, even through tragedy.
Yes. Well, that's it's a beautiful story, and I invite all listeners to check out the website, mommyingfromheaven.com. The author is Greg Hendry. The book, again, with the subtitled Mommying from Heaven, A Veteran's Memoir and a Flawed Young Widower's Guided Journey. Can they order through the website, or is it in any Catholic bookstores, or what's the best way? I guess nowadays, probably doing stuff online rather than getting out is probably the best way to do it, but how do you recommend people get it?
Sure. Yeah, it is available on that website, and it's also available on Amazon, I guess, as you mentioned with everything. We do not currently have it in stores, but that's something we're looking forward to if there's an opportunity there.
All right. Well, Greg, thanks so much. I know we only scratched the surface, and there's so much more to the story. But if people want to hear the whole story, well, they can get the book. Mommyingfromheaven.com is the website. Greg Hendry, again, from St. Anne's Parish in Capel, is the author. And I do appreciate speaking with you, and thanks for telling the story. I'm sure it's going to bless many of our listeners. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks also to Diane Xavier, our board op, and thank you for listening. And I mentioned at the beginning that Greg had reached out to me and said, hey, you know, maybe we can do an interview about this. And I appreciate so much people who reach out, because these stories need to be told. And this is just one way to publicize a great book. And maybe you have an event coming up or something that would be of interest to this program. Email me and let me know about it. DavePalmer@grnonline.com. DavePalmer@grnonline.com is my email address. And thank you very much for listening. This has been the KTH 910 AM interview of the week here on the Guadalupe Radio Network.